Nick White, 1951-2026. One of the most influential figures in modern infectious disease research, Professor Sir Nick White died on the 1st of February 2026. Through decades of research, working with colleagues across Asia and Africa, he helped transform treatments for malaria, saving countless lives. His connection with Wellcome spanned most of his career, as a grantee, collaborator and program leader. In 1979, research published in the Chinese Medical Journal described how a drug derived from a traditional herbal medicine was curing malaria with no side effects. Many scientists outside China were skeptical, but when Nick read the research, he went to meet the researchers and brought a vial of the drug back to his lab in Thailand. Called King Hosu by the Chinese researchers, including Tu Yu Yu, who shared the 2015 Nobel Prize for its discovery, the drug was known in English as artemisinin. While Nick's research interests were broad, artemisinin was a focus throughout his career. He helped find the most effective combinations, prove their effectiveness through international clinical trials, and chart the rise of resistance to the drug in malaria parasites. Nick believed in supporting talented researchers to follow their curiosity, trusting that this freedom would lead to life-changing ideas. A lot of medical research doesn't, a lot of it fails, and that's reasonable, not everything works, he said in a 2024 interview. But I think we, particularly in our area of research, have to have a reasonable prospect that the work will translate into human benefit. Leading with purpose. Nick studied pharmacology, then medicine in London, before working in hospitals in London and Oxford. While in Oxford, he heard about a major partnership being set up between Mahidol University in Bangkok, the University of Oxford in the UK, and Wellcome. In 1980, he relocated to Thailand to join the new Mahidol Oxford Tropical Medicine Research Unit, MORU, serving as its director from 1986 to 2001. He taught and led research in Bangkok and Oxford, and was a Wellcome Principal Research Fellow from 1991 onwards. Nick led with generosity and good humor, but also determination. He refused to accept preventable deaths as inevitable, and never hesitated to challenge anyone, including his funders, if he thought more health impact could be gained a different way. Transforming malaria treatment. In their early studies of artemisinin, Nick and his colleague Francois Nosten realized the drug's only shortcoming was how quickly it was metabolized in the body. People needed 7 doses a day. Nick had the idea to pair it with another drug that was slower acting but longer lasting. This became the model for a number of artemisinin combination therapies. They were safer and easier to use than quinine, which had been the treatment of choice for malaria since the 19th century. Clinical trials were led by Nick, Francois, and Ion Dondorp in Thailand, and in Vietnam by Tran Tien Hien and Jeremy Farrar. Much larger, multi-country trials followed in Asia and Africa until artemisinin combination therapy was recommended by the World Health Organization as the first-line treatment against malaria in 2006. It complemented the effectiveness of insecticide-treated bed nets to reduce transmission at a time when vaccines against malaria did not exist. We were winning between 2000 and 2015, Nick said. Numbers were coming down across the world. But already there were signs that the parasites that cause malaria were developing resistance to artemisinin. A few years later, the numbers of malaria cases and deaths began to creep up again. In response, Nick started developing and testing treatments combining 3 drugs. Focusing on human benefit. Alongside malaria, Nick's research addressed many other infectious diseases, including tetanus, dengue, and tuberculosis. And when the COVID-19 pandemic began, he was among the thousands of researchers worldwide who turned their expertise to the new challenge. MORU ran the world's largest trial of potential preventive drugs. It also led trials in Asia and South America to test COVID-19 treatments, giving policymakers clear evidence about which drugs to use, when and how. MORU expanded geographically and scientifically under Nick's leadership. Today, it is one of Wellcome's longest-standing international partnerships, a world leader in patient-centered clinical and public health research, and trains new generations of researchers. Its success led to a similar partnership in Vietnam in 1991, Oxford University Clinical Research Unit, UCRU, with Nick later taking the role of chair across both programs. John Arne Rottingen, Wellcome's chief executive, says, "Nick White's leadership, insight and humanity helped shape one of the most significant public health successes of the past 50 years. While he would be the first to credit others in the fight against malaria, his impact on global health, and on millions of people's lives, is profound. He also helped Wellcome forge strong links with health research in Southeast Asia, links that continue to grow today. We are deeply grateful for the years we worked with Nick. He will be missed by his family, friends, colleagues, and collaborators around the world."